friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Theo. Hey, Theo, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for an incredible Minecraft adventure where the server crashes and he has to save the day? Me too. Let's go! Theo had just gotten home from school. It was time to do his chores and his homework, and then once he had all of those things done, then he got to play a little bit of Minecraft. Do you know what Minecraft is? It's a really fun game where you can build a world, or build houses and caves and tree houses, and it's very fun. And Theo loved it so much, but he had to make sure that all of his schoolwork and his chores were done before he could play. Alright, just a few more things and then I'm almost done, said Theo. He was working on his math homework. Math is really fun and Theo was really good at it. Alright, 2 plus 5 is 7. 10 minus 4, what's 10 minus 4? 6. And then what's 6 plus 8? Whoa, that's hard. 6 plus 8. 14. Yeah, 14. Yes, I'm all done. Theo, before his homework, had already taken out the garbage and cleaned up his room and made his bed. And now that his homework is done, he got to play 30 minutes of Minecraft. Woohoo! He raced over and grabbed his controller and turned it on and nothing happened. What? It's not working today. Oh, come on. I guess I gotta reboot it. I hope I don't lose my world. He had been building a world for a very long time. It was amazing. All the different houses and buildings and caves, and he pretty much built a whole city. It's amazing. Well, he had to reboot his system, and hopefully that would help it work. As he flipped it off, he unplugged it and plugged it back in and then turned it on and bzz, bzz. Ow! Something crazy happened. When he rebooted the system, there was some kind of little bit of spark and it sent him inside of the game. He's now inside of Minecraft. Dun, dun, dun! Whoa! As Theo was sailing through the air, he was flying through the clouds, and then all of a sudden, he crashed into the dirt. Oh! Psh. Ow! Where in the... What the... Wait a second. He knew exactly where he was. As he looked around, he brushed off the dirt and... Is this Minecraft? Holy smokes! This is amazing!
Theo, is that you?
Oh my, who's there?
My name is Edgar, and I am one of the rangers here, and you must come with me.
A ranger? I've never heard of those, said Theo.
Yes, we only come out in emergencies. Our job is to guard the servers. Something terrible has happened that might end Minecraft forever. You must hurry.
Theo followed Edgar as they ran through Minecraft. This is my world! As Theo was looking around as they were running, he built all of this. It looks even better in person, said Theo. Look, there's my castle, and oh, there's the mansion, and there's the store, and oh wow, this is so cool! Theo couldn't believe it. He had spent a really long time building this amazing city, and to see it in person was pretty amazing. Edgar, so like, what's going on with the server? Like, what are you talking about? It's gonna crash.
Well, you see, somehow the zombies have broken through and they are trying to attack the server. We must stop them or else the game will be done forever.
What? How is that even possible? I didn't even think zombies could do that.
Oh, there's a special new breed of zombies, and I know it all sounds confusing, but it will make sense once we get there.
Edgar arrived at a cave and opened this locked door that Theo had never seen before. As they walked in the cave, there it was. A giant room full of servers. These servers were like big computers, and they were the brains behind all of Minecraft. The room was full of rangers who were looking for special instructions.
Attention, everyone. I have found Theo, and he is here to rescue all of Minecraft.
Wait, whoa, what are you talking about? I'm just a kid. What do you mean? I don't know what to do, said Theo.
Don't worry, Theo. You built this world, and you know all of its secrets. We are waiting for your plan.
As Theo started to realize that he was serious, these rangers were looking up to Theo to save the day. How was he going to do it? How was he going to stop these weird zombies from breaking in and crashing the server? But the one really amazing thing about Theo is he's incredibly creative and amazing at solving problems. In Minecraft, when you're building things, you have to think about a plan. You have to know what you're going to do before you do it. That's something that Theo had a lot of practice in. All right, well, we could set some traps. Like, I always love setting up the traps to catch the zombies and then they're not able to get into my bases and stuff, said Theo.
That is a great idea. But how should we set the traps around the servers?
Theo grabbed some paper and some pens and started to draw out all the strategy. He needed to make traps and secret entrances and doors that locked and everything that would stop them from breaking in. All right, guys, this is the plan. This is how we're going to do it, and I need your help, said Theo. He gave instructions to all of the rangers, and immediately the rangers got to work.
Wouldn't that be so cool if you went inside a game like Minecraft and had to save the day for real?
Wow, Theo is so lucky.
I wonder what's gonna happen.
Pretty soon, the rangers had executed all of Theo's plan. They had traps set and moats and secret entrances with doors, and it was amazing. And now they had to lure all of the zombies and creatures into the traps. This is something that Theo was really good at.
That was the sound of the zombies and creatures! They're getting closer! I hope the trap works.
Theo was a little nervous inside of his mind, but he had to choose to be brave for all of the rangers because they were counting on him. And one by one, bloop, bloop, bloop,
each of the zombies and creatures and walkers, they all dropped into the traps. Yes! Look!
The traps were filling up with all the bad guys. And Theo had saved the day. All the rangers were shouting, "Theo! Theo! Woohoo! Minecraft has been saved in all of its servers." And just like that, as Theo blinked, blink,
"Oh, wait a second, I'm back in my house. Was that for real?"
As Theo opened his eyes and wait, the game was playing, and all of his traps that he had built, he was looking at them at the screen. Theo had not only built some amazing new pieces to his world in Minecraft, but he had also saved the game forever.
Great job, Theo! You saved the day.
And I know this is just the beginning of his amazing adventure. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Frank from Ontario, Brianna and Emily from San Diego, California, Henry and Patrick from Rogers, Arkansas, Victor and Ansel from Oregon, and Rowan, Reagan, and Wyatt from Colorado. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!